We're closing in on the $16,000 mark, and we're waiting for your call right now, 747-5877, and we will...
But Ken...
What?
Ken, we're not in drive mode. We're in quiet drive mode.
Ken, it's quiet.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, man, you're messing with my brain, Ken.
My bad.
Sorry to all you listeners out there this morning. I think Ken didn't get the memo this morning.
Don't rush to your phones. You can rush to your website, kcaw.org, and do the quiet drive there, Ken. But
well, I guess that just kind of brings out the relief that we all feel that we're not necessarily in the middle of a week-long marathon of radio pitching and numbers. Instead, this week, we have pretty much carried on business as usual, except for the exceptional municipal election coverage last night and the results this morning. And that's all happening at the same time that we are actively having a fund drive. The fall fundraising is happening behind the scenes. And we're here to talk a little bit about that, explain where we are, and we also have some other information about some other things that we're doing this morning. So we're happy to be your guests.
Great.
This morning,
right. We are in the middle of the morning interview, not actually in the old fall drive. This is coming up Friday, the one-day drive. Ken Fates, general manager here at Raven Radio. Amy Kramer-Johnson is the development director, and they're my guests on the interview. And so we're just going to stand down, we're going to take a breath, and we're going to talk about the status of the one-day drive. Amy, I guess a lot of people have already pledged in the quiet drive so far. Kind of exciting, the number there.
Right, right. We have sent out a few mailings, so hopefully you've seen those in the mail and have actively been updating our website and encouraging people to call in. And so far we've received 130 people have pledged so far during this quiet drive this fall. So that's fantastic for just about $16,000 this morning. I checked the numbers just before I came into the air room here, and we're at $15,900 so far.
Wow.
Towards our $50,000 goal that we need to reach by Friday at 8 p.m. So this is really, really a good opportunity before getting into Friday and getting into, you know, a really busy day and fun day of great radio to take the opportunity to take your time and do it today. Go to the website, kcaw.org.
So we had last year we had about, roughly speaking, about half of the money come in before the drive, and then about half during the drive. Although I should say probably 45%, 45%, and then another 10% after the drive that came in. And we're tracking about like we were last year. How many total pledges did we have last year, Amy?
Last year we had just over 450 pledges. So we know that there are a lot of people out there who typically give to Raven Radio this time of year in the fall. There are some people who like to give more traditionally in the spring, and some people who kind of have it marked on their calendars every year to give in the fall. So we know there are still quite a few people out there who have not donated so far this fall. So we're kind of waiting on you to go to the website or, you know, take one of those forms that were sent to you in the mail and return that so we can add it into our total.
Okay, yeah, it's the one-day drive idea has, we started it last year at Raven Radio. Some other stations in Alaska, Homer, had started doing it. And they were
KBBI.
And they were kind of tooting their KBBI horn about it a little bit.
Oh, and they wouldn't stop.
Right. And you're actually talking with the manager, and he's kind of laying it on sort of thick that, you know, we do this in Homer, and we're so special and all that. But it really does, the one-day drive concept is, I mean, it's a one-day, very exciting radio, but it really does take participation from people before to make it happen. Just the logistics of it require that people participate in the quiet drive.
Yeah, the term one-day drive really means one-day on-air drive. And there's just as much opportunity beforehand to make a pledge as there ever was during the drive day. Things are a little bit crazy. And the culture of waiting and making your renewing your membership, making your contribution on that day still exists. I see people every day that don't know whether they should just make their contribution now or wait for the excitement of the day. And the problem with waiting is that the number of people that still do it is so large that the phones just get plugged up on Friday morning. And we have people here to answer them, but we have four lines, and then they get full. And so, you know, you make one or two efforts, then you got to go to work, and then dot, 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 dot. Mm-hmm. And it's a week or two later. And what you're causing there is just extra effort afterwards for us to track you down and say, you know, I know that you're always good for it, but it's our job. We have to pursue until we get that goal. And you have every intention of doing that. And so what we're trying to help you realize is that it's way easier for you and everybody if you do it beforehand. And the closer we get beforehand, then it makes that day that much easier. And then afterwards, we don't have to do any of that 10% extra effort, and we get to the goal. And another point is that when you do call on Friday, we have people here, and you know what they do? They do exactly what you would do if you went online at home. They pick up the phone, and then they fill out the form on the web page just like you would. And so you can do that, and we welcome that. But there's really no difference between that happening and you doing it whenever you like, at your leisure.
Well, and I did talk to several people after our spring drive this last spring and the fall drive last year. And when the phones get so plugged like that and people intend on pledging Friday morning, they really want to, and they want to, as Ken said, do it before they head off to work or, you know, start their day. They end up not being able to get through on the phone, so they end up going online anyways and placing their pledge on the website. So instead of waiting till Friday morning and you know having to end up doing that anyways, you might as well just go there now and do it now.
And my pledge back to you all is that I'll still give you a shout out on the air, even if you go online and pledge in the quiet drive at kcaw.org. If I see your name, I'm going to give you the shout out, because I'm in radio today because somebody shouted out my name years ago. Thanks for the pledge, Rob Woosley.
However, there are those people out there that don't want to be mispronounced.
That's
over
true.
The air. So you still do, even if you pledge online, you have the option of being anonymous.
Right.
So, but yes,
we
will shout out to you if you like.
And this isn't our only fundraiser.
No, we've got other stuff going on. I did want to mention that when you do pledge online, you have an opportunity to make comments about programming.
Yes.
And please take advantage of that, because we do take a look at those, tally those. The Community Advisory Board looks at everything that you say.
All right.
One other thing about the drive. I just want to mention, it's going to be a fantastic day this Friday, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m., so tune in. There are going to be a lot of special guests coming through the station on air. Feel free to stop up to the station and whatnot. But our new program coordinator, Rebecca LaGuire, we're going to have a little open house welcoming for her from 7 to 8 p.m. On Friday, so feel free to stop by and tell Rebecca congratulations and meet her.
Do you still need...
We're rigging up root beer floats.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, root beer floats. And yes, I do still need a few phone answers. Yes, so if, when I get off the air here, if anybody wants to call the station, 5877, I'd be happy to sign you up.
Okay. 747-5877.
So we've talked for like 8 minutes, and I think the only three words people actually heard were root beer floats. So let me clarify, that's Friday night. During our new program coordinator, Rebecca LaGuire's welcoming party, and that's from 7 until 8 is when we'll have the root beer floats, and they'll be free and available for everybody.
All
so
right.
Please stop by.
One day drive this Friday, quiet drive happening now, kcaw.org. We've got a raffle going on, too. When's the big drawing? It's still not too late for people to buy raffle tickets.
No, yes. Gosh, we still have them. $10 a piece. Two tickets on Alaska Airlines, anywhere Alaska Airlines flies. These are the good raffle tickets or the good Alaska Airlines tickets. No blackout dates. I mean, you could go to Maui or Washington, D.C., Florida, you know, Mexico, anywhere.
Say Maui again. I love Maui.
Maui.
All right.
And the tickets are available here at the station. We'll have a table set up at C-Mart tonight from 4 until about 5:30. Selling raffle tickets there. At the Monthly Grind on Saturday, we'll have a table set up and selling tickets there as well. And I'll try and get the word out here next week as far as what's coming up, mostly C-Mart and at Lakeside. And you can always stop by the station and purchase tickets.
We might have to see if we can figure out who the MC is for that. See if the MC would give us a little
Promo.
Promo there for the
who
raffle.
Might the
I don't know
MC
who that
be?
MC is.
Not anybody I would know.
No, I don't know. We'll figure that out.
to be announced. I guess so the raffle, again, the deadline to buy, the last time you can buy tickets will be
Alaska Day. The drawing will be on air on the 19th, the morning of the 19th, around 9:30 a.m. So that's
right.
Friday the 19th. Look for, we'll be out and about Alaska Day that whole week selling tickets.
All right. I found also it's a good chance just for people to stop up and check out the radio station, to come just stop up and get a ticket. A lot of people have. And during the business day, sort of 9-ish to 4:30-ish, 5-ish is probably the best time to catch somebody who can sell you a raffle ticket. If you walk into the newsroom at that time to buy a raffle ticket, you'll get a smile and a nudge probably out the door. But we're always happy to help if there's somebody around who can help.
Right.
So, definitely.
Lastly, Stardust Ball, the hot ticket. And there's a change this year in how tickets are going to be sold, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit like Willy Wonka and the golden ticket. Although you don't have to go out and buy 100 chocolate bars.
Although some people might like to do that.
Just get Daddy to buy you a mug. Daddy.
That's the truth is the matter of the matter is that every mug level member of Raven Radio will have an opportunity to buy a ticket a day early. The tickets will go on sale for Raven Radio members at the $75 level or higher that are currently paid up. And members, as of October 8th, which is next Monday at midnight, then we'll be able to sell you a ticket on Thursday, the 11th of October, between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. And you can come up to the radio station to purchase, or you can call us on the phone during those times only, not early, but during that day only, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and you can order tickets with your credit card, and every membership can buy 2 tickets. And then they'll go on sale. Regular ticket sales will begin on Friday, the 12th of October, at Old Harbor Books, starting at 10 a.m. when they open. And so the tickets that are left over after Thursday will be on sale on Friday.
Okay, and I guess this is sort of equal parts perk and crowd control at Old Harbor, because it is a hot ticket, and we can't be clogging up Lincoln Street, you know, with. So we're dividing conquer. Have people come here first to Raven Radio if they're members, and then
it's almost entirely perk. It's a thank you to
All
Raven
right.
Radio members, and this is by popular demand. We've had people ask about this for years, really, saying, you know, I'm a member of Raven Radio, and I would like to go support the station, and this is something that I love to be able to do, and so we've talked about how we could accomplish this, and we have the tools now that we can be able to do this as far as membership checking. And, you know, Old Harbor Books can't check to see if people are members. We haven't even had immediate capacity in that sense, like, you know, for the number of people that would come in, the number of phone calls that we'd have to make or records to check, because a lot of these records are in Juneau for our centralized cost-saving measures.
Mm-hmm.
And while it does that, it does restrict the capacity to check on hundreds of memberships in a day. But we actually now have software access, so we're able to do this, and so we're bringing it together because we can.
Great.
And so that's why we're making this possible as a thank you.
And I know we need to tie this up, but I just want to mention that a membership means, as Ken said, anybody who is a member at the $75 level or above. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to pledge this fall. If you're a spring pledger and you pledged this last spring and you're paid up at $75 or above level, you are welcome to come down and get tickets. You are a current member. Mm-hmm. If you're on a payment plan, say you pledged, you know, $365 in the spring and you're paying monthly, yes, definitely. If you're a sustainer, definitely. So all of those things count. And if you have questions, feel free to check out the website, kcaw.org. There is an explanation on there, or if that's still not clear enough, feel free to call the station and ask for Ken or myself.
I sent it out to the Facebook page as well. And I should clarify, if you've made a pledge but have not paid it, then that is not a paid membership.
Okay. And I guess as a last resort, if you're not a member, you can always participate right now in the quiet drive or the one-day drive this Friday, and you'll be good to go.
Exactly.
At the mug level. I like that name, mug level member.
At the mug level,
You should have a pin. I am a mug level member.
If not, take your chances on Friday the Friday the 12th. But yeah, this is the first time we've done it, so we just don't know. We don't know how many tickets will be left and whatnot. So,
all right.
Yeah.
So information on everything we're talking about this morning is available online at kcaw.org. And we are...
Out of time.
Listen to this. Stardust Ball, Saturday the 27th. Nervous Rex, a ska band from Anchorage. Great dance music. Tickets are $35.
All right.
All that info on kcaw.org.
Ken Fate is general manager of Raven Radio. Amy Kramer-Johnson is development director. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.